Capital 263.
Hello, good day, and welcome to another edition of Mike Set and Match, brought to you by Capital 263. My name is Lizo Chitanganya, at Lizo C on Twitter, and I'm your host today. Today I have a group of great, outstanding gentlemen before me. They are involved in sports, obviously, since this is the best sports podcast in Zimbabwe. And they are affiliated or they are part of supporters groups. For today, I have Man United, Real Madrid, and Arsenal. So these gentlemen are going to be telling us about their individual supporters groups, what they do, and what they hope to achieve in future. So I'll just, for now, just do some introductions. First, I have my Man United boy here. How are you, man?
Oh, so fine, so fine.
Great. You can go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, thank you. My name is Shepard, once again, Shepard Kamruko, the chairperson of Manchester United Supporters Club in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
On Twitter, you can find at Soapy Case, that's my individual.
Uh-huh.
And for the club, Supporters Club in Zimbabwe, Man United, to be specific.
Okay.
It's at Man United Zim.
Okay, great. I have two Lawrences here. I have Lawrence, who's affiliated to Real Madrid, or is a supporter of Real Madrid. And I have Lawrence from Arsenal. So I'll just ask Lawrence from Real Madrid to introduce himself.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lizwe.
Yeah.
I'm Lawrence Chichawana Mankenji.
Okay.
I'm representing Real Madrid.
Okay.
I'm in the committee for Real Madrid Zimbabwe,
uh-huh.
or simply Zimbabwean Madridistas.
Okay.
And I'm also the coach for the team.
All right.
We're basically a group of passionate Real Madrid fans.
Uh-huh.
Underline the word passionate, because we are very passionate.
Yeah, like all Spanish football supporters, yeah, very passionate people.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So, what's your... Are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook?
My Twitter handle is at LTM10.
LTM10.
Then there's an Instagram
uh-huh.
account for the team.
Okay.
Zim Madridistas.
Okay.
Also, the same goes for Facebook.
All right. Oh, they're also on Facebook.
Exactly.
All right, great. And Lawrence Arsenal, how are you, man?
Yeah, I'm fine, and you?
Good, good, good. Introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Lawrence Marumani.
Okay.
I'm an Arsenal fan. Yeah. I'm here as team captain for social side.
All right. For the Arsenal social side?
Yes, Arsenal, oh. Arsenal Zim fans all social right. side.
Oh, okay, great. Is Arsenal Zim fans on Twitter, on Facebook?
We have various we have various groups on Facebook. Zim Arsenal fans.
Okay. Oh, it's called Zim Arsenal fans.
Yes.
Okay. You're actually the fourth person I've introduced today. Is that not a sign?
Yeah, just play.
Okay, so gentlemen, you're here to talk about your individual supporters clubs. So, Lawrence Madrid, what does the Real Madrid supporters club consist of? Who are they? What are they found? Where are they found, you know?
Basically, like I said earlier on,
uh-huh.
we are just a group of passionate Real Madrid fans
uh-huh.
based here in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
We are from different backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
We live in different places, but all of us in Harare.
Okay, all of you are just in Harare?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Probably should I say most of us are in Harare.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But we come together
uh-huh.
occasionally
uh-huh.
to play football.
Yeah.
And get together to talk about the team, the progress of the team in Spain.
Okay.
As well as our team as well.
All right.
We're just different people who are bound together by the love of Madrid.
All right. Is that the same for you, Lawrence, Arsenal?
Yes, from the Arsenal side, we have two sections.
Okay.
Which I may call the social side, social soccer side.
Uh-huh.
And there's a group, another group as well. Which do charities.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Which is normally led by Momoyo.
Momoyo.
And
okay.
the other guy from Herald, Charles.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what's your role in the club? You said you're on the social side.
Yes. Basically, I'm the team captain, and we also coordinate friendlies with other clubs, so local clubs as well.
Okay.
Yes.
How often do you play as Arsenal supporters in Zimbabwe?
Under normal circumstances, we play week in, week out.
Okay.
Usually on Sundays.
All right. Great. And Shepherd, I think you've spoken about this in the previous show, but where does Man United Supporters Club come from, and what are their ideals?
Oh, well, thank you. Manchester United Supporters Club in Zimbabwe is one of the highly organized entity. I can say that. Where to find them?
The gentlemen are nodding their heads.
Yeah, I sort of agree. They are organized.
Okay.
Where to find them? For anyone who wish to see us or meet us, you can find us at number 92 Nelson Mandela Drive. That's our home.
Okay.
And
is that where Eclipse Bar is?
Yeah, that's Eclipse Sports Bar is.
Okay.
And that's our home.
All right.
If you go there, probably I shouldn't be talking about this because it hasn't been an official announcement yet.
But you're just going to say it because you're a mic set and match.
Yeah, well, I have to break the news, but not probably breaking them, but just giving a teaser on it. The official announcements will come soon, I'll say that.
All right.
So number 92, Nelson Mandela Drive, that's our home.
Uh-huh.
Manchester United Supporters Club in Zimbabwe is an entity or is an institution or a social club which is destined to achieve a lot of things that it was formed at initial place in 2015 to set out its goals.
Okay.
One of it being the main is to get affiliated on the 1st of August this year. Affiliated to Manchester United.
Affiliated, what do you mean? I was going to ask everyone whether they have also similar goals to be affiliated to the main clubs. What do you mean when you say you want to be affiliated as a society or as a club in Zimbabwe?
Oh, it means that when you are affiliated or an affiliated club, it means you are known by Manchester United in Manchester.
Okay.
That they know that there's a group in Zimbabwe that we are dealing with in terms of spreading the issue of supporting the club that is Manchester United FC in England.
Right.
So that's basically, but there are requirements that they ask out for.
Okay.
That is on the benchmark of Manchester United. It's, you have to have 50 club members or 50 people who are able to affiliate to the club locally and
internationally.
That is in England.
Okay.
So that's the affiliation part of it. Furthermore to that, we also have a goal to become one of a special entity to own its own clubhouse. You hear that?
Okay.
So that's one of its, I mean, the long-term goals that the club is on. But coming back to the social part of it, we are planning to be a member-driven institution. When I'm saying a member-driven institution, it simply means that we are galvanizing the Manchester United Fellowship in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It must be, I mean, the starting point has been Harare, and our next target is Bulawayo. Bulawayo, probably we start to work in Bulawayo in 2 months' time because we're just finishing up setting up in Harare.
Okay.
So I'm hoping by end of this month and probably in March, we'll send some representatives to Bulawayo to do the understart.
Okay. Can I just cut you there? Does Arsenal and Real Madrid fans in Zimbabwe also have such structures? Are they? Do they also have meetings and stuff like that? Are they as orderly as he sounds?
Yeah, of course. Every club does meetings.
Okay.
And on the issue of affiliation, it's something that we have in course. We plan as well to get affiliated.
Okay, so none of the other groups are already affiliated to any of the clubs in England?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, so it's also part of your plan to be affiliated?
Exactly, to be recognized by the club itself, to know that everything that has to do with Real Madrid, we are in charge because we are the fans and we are the owners of the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the... How do you get affiliated as a society or as a group of fans? Can I also start my Real Madrid Star Porters Club with my friends and try and get affiliated? Will they accept me, or they need certain things that they want first before they can you can apply to be affiliated?
Well, getting affiliated is a process. It's something that doesn't happen overnight.
Uh-huh.
It's something that requires a lot of requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Like Shepherd said,
uh-huh,
there are certain demands set up based on the level of the club to which you have to adhere to,
uh-huh,
for you guys to be affiliated to the club.
Okay.
Because Real Madrid itself is internationally known.
Uh-huh.
It's a football club that has branches all over the world. So there are certain requirements that we have to follow and certain procedures that we have to follow us to be affiliated to the club. And that is something that we plan to do.
Okay. Lawrence Arsenal, do you already have a huge amount of members in the Arsenal Zimbabwe group, supporters group?
At the moment, we are few. We are trying to coordinate other cities so that we can come up with a proper committee that will take charge of everything.
Uh-huh.
We are also undergoing the studies of how Arsenal Foundation started so that we know where to start.
What is Arsenal Foundation?
Arsenal Foundation is a group that is being run by Arsenal worldwide.
Okay.
Starting from the grassroots, helping kids who want to be involved in football and development as well.
Okay, you mentioned Arsenal is one of the key tasks that the Arsenal group in Zimbabwe does is charity. Is that also linked to how the Arsenal Foundation was started, where you want to help so many kids get into football? Is that one of the mandates of Arsenal supporters group?
Yeah, it is somehow linked, but this was the local initiation.
Okay.
That was done by local Arsenal fans after doing their own research and seeing where they can actually help locally before starting to go abroad or seeking for any other alternative of helping people who love football.
Okay. In terms of coordination, how are you talking to other fans who are not from Harare? How are you communicating? Are you getting in touch? Doesn't this sound like a Harare sort of program where some of these other cities are not included? Where you find that there's so many other, say, for example, Real Madrid fans in Kwekwe, Gweru, Blawayo, all over. How are you coordinating these people to come together? I'll just ask Shepherd on that one.
Mm. As I said, Manchester United Supporters Club Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm,
is one of those that is highly organized.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we call regional representatives. That is for Blawayo, the Peru, Mutare, mm-hmm, Mashingo. And so we clustered in a way that we have regions.
Okay.
So, those who follow fall into places like Kwekwe, Kadoma, they will automatically fall into the Midlands part.
Midlands,
that is Gweru.
Yeah.
So there's someone there who runs the show in Gweru, represents the club with all the effort and the mandate, and they're governed by the constitution of the Manco. What I call the Manco is the main committee.
Okay.
That is that is in Harare, being chaired by Shepherd Gamuruko and other members as well.
Okay.
So that's basically how we coordinate. We also have a WhatsApp group that involves or that includes every registered member of the club. So basically we post the communication as a communication line on the WhatsApp platform. We also use Twitter.
Okay.
We also use Facebook. Our webpage is also on trying to reach out to every fan, even those in Chiredzi, even Chipinge, down there. we know that they know what we are doing here. It's all authentic. Right. And they, if I tell you, out of the 250-something members that we have who are registered,
uh-huh.
there are some five or so that I know well from Chirezi. Blawayo, okay. there are a lot from uh-huh. them. And the representative from Blawayo is doing a lot of job that because that's our next target, to set up a clubhouse.
Okay.
So he has to work up and running. Mtare, you cannot talk about it. So it's kind of a network that we are trying to build. It will incorporate every corner of Zimbabwe. I hope by the end of the year, we'll be somewhere else.
All right. Is that the same with the Real Madrid and Arsenal? Are you guys, do you have links across the country to ensure that the club is all-inclusive, you know, in terms of the number of fans or the variety of fans that you can have?
Yes, this is not something that is centralized on Harare only.
Okay.
We have members all over Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh.
And we make use of various forms of social media.
Okay.
WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to communicate.
All right.
Because we have the same goal. We're doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just different geographically. Uh-huh. But basically, we do the same thing. We communicate through various forms of social media. And all we right. meet up occasionally to discuss the way forward concerning the team
uh-huh.
in Madrid and our social team.
Okay. Same as Arsenal, Lawrence?
For Arsenal, at the moment, the local supporters for football, for social soccer, is based in Harare.
Okay.
We are still to
extend to
other extend cities. To other cities or to do a proper research if they are also doing the same as we are here in Harare. We can call it Harare chapter, but as long as you're an Arsenal fan, whether you visited from Blawayo or Mtare, mm-hmm. as long as you are local in Harare, you are always free to join the social soccer club.
Okay, that's great. So what are the advantages of being part of this group? Why can I not? Okay, well, people are allowed to support from their own places, but what is, you know, what would you say is the major drive for people to come together and perhaps be part of these supporters groups or clubs? Shepherd?
Well, there is always power in numbers.
Uh-huh.
You know that? And supporting, it's not just a general thing that we have to claim that I'm a supporter. We all have to know, I mean, generally, the club in Manchester,
mm-hmm.
they have to know that we love this team. And for us to show that we really love and we really support, we need them to know.
Okay.
That's basically the main thing that this club is aimed to do.
Okay.
We want our input to be felt in England. So all that right. Whenever it comes to visiting, Old Trafford, mm-hmm. we'll have members at some point within the club to visit Old Trafford, have your trip to watch some matches, those Pogba's playing and so forth and so forth. So that's some of the benefits of okay. being this, a member of this club.
All right.
Not speaking of much, but that's basically what we intend to do. Supporting is mainly a fun thing.
Okay.
That's what fans need. And everyone has a wish to go there live and see what's really happening at Old Trafford. So
yeah.
I would want to encourage every Man United fan all over Zimbabwe
mm-hmm.
to have the same passion that I have and dream big like what you are doing.
That is true.
As Manchester United Supporters Club Zimbabwe. I mean, being Shepherd as Shepherd, you cannot achieve being 500 shepherds.
Yeah.
So that's the concept. We need to come together. We need to be a group that is forceful. And talking about unity, talking about coming together, we have a meetup on the 26th of February.
Mm-hmm.
That's EFL Cup final
yeah.
against Southampton.
Uh-huh.
We have organized a fans meetup at our home base, that is Eclipse. So we are as the chairperson, not we, because the we is the committee.
Mm-hmm.
As the chairperson who is speaking right now, I would encourage every Man United supporter out there, whether you're registered as a member of the club, I mean supporters club in Zimbabwe or not, just put on your red jersey, get a combi or get in your car, get to Eclipse at 5:30 or so before 30 minutes. I mean, it's likely 30 minutes be bound before kickoff. They shall be our head of media carrying out those podcasts, video, picturing, and so forth. So I'm just
snakes.
Obviously, I mean, you can't do without that. Snakes, drinks. Some were requesting for bribes. If I call my mind very well.
Yeah.
So requesting for bribes. So I have been to Eclipse trying to organize how they do their bribes at the backyard and so forth. So basically, that's the arrangement for bringing up people together, not just people, but Man United fans. Put up your red jersey, come on Sunday and see what's happening.
All right, I'll just quickly go to Lawrence. What is the major benefit? What, in your opinion, is the major benefit of joining Real Madrid Supporters Club in Zimbabwe?
Well, for starters, Mr. Lizzie,
football
isn't just a sport.
That is true.
You see, football unifies human beings.
Yeah.
You understand? So in unifying people, when people come together, a lot happens. Friendship is formed, brotherhood, so many opportunities are raised.
Networking and stuff,
You see, besides, supporting your team as a group, not as an individual, it's something that is always good.
Yeah, that is true. That is why so many men will choose to go watch at the bar than watch their own.
You understand, yeah. There was also another occasion whereby we lifted the 10th European Cup, the Champions League.
La Decima, yeah.
Exactly. La Decima.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, you ought to be. You ought to be.
I would speak with that one. We won't go into that debate.
Well, Madridistas came together to watch the game here in the CBD.
Okay.
We chose a central location for everybody to come. So,
The environment was very good.
Good for such an historic moment.
Yeah,
it's something that people always remember, you know.
That
we
is
lifted
true.
La Decima, we watched the game together. So I also, likewise, like Mr. Shepherd said, invite every Real Madrid fan, every Madridista from all over Zimbabwe to join the forum itself. It's something that you will not regret.
All right. And Lawrence Arsenal, you're mainly focused on the social sides and I guess one of the benefits is just to keep fit of by being part of the Arsenal fans group. But what would you say is the major benefit of being part of the Arsenal fans group?
I think the major what I can say the major benefit is networking.
Okay.
Meeting each other. We have known each other through social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, but we haven't met face-to-face with each other.
Okay.
So it's very good to meet each other and also discuss other issues that may not include soccer as well.
Okay.
Yes.
That are related to Arsenal and why Wenger should leave. stuff like that. Okay. So how may people reach you if they want to join your fora? How do they link up with you, Lawrence Arsenal? Do people just look for Lawrence on Facebook, or do they look for the Arsenal fans group on Facebook to join? How do they become part of this initiative?
They can join through Facebook or contacting me on my WhatsApp number,
which is
0736-357-429.
Okay, great. So people just text you and just ask to be part of the team.
Yes.
Even people want to play against you. Do you only play against other club fans, or you can play against any team?
We play against any teams which want to play against us.
Okay, cool. Yes. Because I have my team also called Avenues United. We are based in the Avenues, and we are very active in terms of social soccer as well. So we'll be getting in touch with Lawrence. Arsenal and Lawrence, Real Madrid, how do people get in touch or connect or become part of the Real Madrid supporters group?
To become part of the Real Madrid Zimbabwe group, Madridistas should contact Tabani on 0774-077-917 or Julius on 0773-761-546. As simple as that.
All right. So it's just calls, WhatsApp, anything for on those two numbers, and
as long as those guys prove that you're a Madridista, you're
in. How do you prove one is a Madridista? Because I could also just claim through general knowledge that I'm a Madridista.
No, there are certain questions that I ask that I ask to the people. Simple questions, by the way.
Can you give me one?
For instance, let's say probably we want a female fan to join the group, right? Females are welcome, by the way.
Okay.
We want a female fan to join the group, right? A female fan can just be asked a simple question. Name any other player that you know from Real Madrid, apart from Cristiano Ronaldo. Because Cristiano Ronaldo to every female fan, someone, you see.
So let's say I want to join. Lizzo wants to join the Real Madrid fans group. What are you going to ask me?
Basic question, simple quiz that prove your knowledge for the club and its history and its current setup.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Shepard, how do people join or link up with Man United? You've already mentioned the Twitter, Facebooks. Is that how people link up with you?
To become a registered member, you will have to direct your conduct to our Secretary General, who is Mbarashi Zane.
Okay.
You can reach him on 0737-943-168. That's his WhatsApp number.
Okay.
You can also call him on 0772-276-077. Either way, WhatsApp or you call him, then if you don't know the requirements to become a registered member, you just ask him, how can I get registered to become one member? He will
take you through the process.
You take you through the process and ask whatever he has to know, and as well confirm if you are a true red. We talk about reds. True. No, just true. Not just red. No, there are some people who claim that, I know, because Manchester United, you know, is the prime of the world. It's known everywhere.
Okay.
So people just want to associate themselves with Manchester United.
Lawrence Madrid, are you also a Man United fan?
No. Oh. I'm faithful to Madrid, bro.
Oh, okay, it's just Madrid and that's
just
it.
Madrid.
All right, gents, it's been great having you on the show. But finally, I would just like to ask for your opinion on your clubs. Have you enjoyed the season so far? I'll start with Lawrence, Arsenal. Are you happy with the progress that Arsenal has made? Last night, you took Sutton on its head, destroyed it, and you're on to the next round of the FA Cup. Are you happy?
Not at all.
Why?
Not at all.
Why aren't you happy? What's wrong with us?
We are not performing well. We haven't been doing well since December. It has been been good.
So what's the way forward? Do we fire Wenger or we get Simeone in or we just change the players? Or it's the players that are wrong for the club?
It's not about the players.
Uh-huh.
It's about the coach.
But have you seen Mesut Ozil playing lately? Is he in shape? Is he in form? Is it down to the manager or it's down to the player?
It's down to the manager.
Okay.
The mentality of the players depends on the mentality of the manager as well. If the manager is not well prepared for matches, it's shown on the ground.
All right. So you're saying Wenger should leave Arsenal?
I think he's done his part.
This season or next season?
At the end of the season.
Even if he's, say, number two and he wins the FA Cup again this year?
FA Cup is nothing. we have won so many FA Cups.
You're tired. You want the main league. What do you want from Wenger? The league? Champions League? What is it exactly?
If he can get either of the two, but he still has to leave at the end of the season.
All right, so if this season he gets one of the two, he sticks?
Yes, at least you... If you can end it high.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's cool. Lawrence Madrid, are you happy because of Barcelona's implosion? And are you generally happy about the season so far?
Happy is an understatement, bro.
Over the moon.
I mean, we are on top of La Liga, despite the fact that Barcelona have played two more games than us, which is impressive in my opinion.
Wow. Is Barcelona second in La Liga?
Yeah, Barcelona second, despite having played two games more.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are still top. We have a healthy first leg lead over Napoli in the Champions League.
Uh-huh.
We're on course for Duodecima, the 12th European title.
You think you can do it back to back?
Yeah, we want to be the first side in the modern era to defend the title.
Okay.
And to make it even more spicy,
uh-huh,
Barcelona certainly out of the tournament.
You reckon?
Yeah, of course, man.
You think they will not pull off one of their great comebacks at the Nou Camp?
Mr. Lizzo?
Yeah.
Not to talk of even a 5-0 victory. Barcelona are going to win in the first place. That's the $1 million. I don't think they're actually going even to win that game. No, okay. Let alone talking about a 5-0
drubbing of PSG.
No, I don't see that happening.
All right.
I don't see that happening. So I've been impressed by the team itself.
Uh-huh.
The coach has been brilliant. His rotation of players, his management of the squad, his management. You know, Madrid is a big club.
Yeah, it is.
So
not more than Man United.
That's another debate for another day.
Exactly. Well said there, Lawrence.
Yeah. So Madrid is a big club. It's not about tactics on the pitch for the coach. It's about managing the egos as well.
Okay.
So I think Zinedine Zidane has done a lot in that context.
So you'd want him for the next 5 years?
I don't mind. He's the man for the job.
All right. That's great. And for the future, it looks like, say, Cristiano is coming towards maybe next 3 years, towards the end of his career. What is the future like for Real Madrid?
Well, Real Madrid has never been a one-man team. You know, Cristiano is the biggest player that we have.
Yeah.
But he is not the reason why Madrid are where they are today.
Uh-huh.
In his absence, this team can still win. He has been great for the team. He has been awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we appreciate everything that he has done for the club. But a certain time will come whereby he can no longer play football.
Yeah.
And we are prepared for that. We've got exciting young players who can not necessarily be, they can only be one. Cristiano is irreplaceable.
Uh-huh.
But the team can move forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And finally, Shepard, are you happy with Man United season? I know we've had this discussion before, but I think there's been a bit of changes since the last time we spoke. So are you happy with the season so far?
Let's start with hashtag Jose Mourinho. He's doing over here. Now you can understand why Eddie Woodward appointed Jose Mourinho. Uh-huh. Now you can. If you see, the team, how he had been playing since December.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Man United, what we call Man United DNA. Attack and go for it.
But they're still sixth.
Sixth, it doesn't matter. We have been sixth since what last year?
December, November.
But counting the points, we have covered the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, if Liverpool and Arsenal are to draw, what will happen?
Man United will draw.
Suddenly, then it means we are still in the same range.
Uh-huh.
It happened last week. Everybody thought that we were going to draw, and Mourinho did it. Changed the tactics, 1-2-0.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping the same is going to happen again on the 4th of March, isn't it? Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to beat them at home. No, why not? And suddenly, Liverpool, Arsenal, someone is going to drop points like what happened Liverpool, Tottenham Hotspur. Uh-huh. So it's fine for us.
All right. We're going there. Where did you see Man United finishing the season at?
Like I said last time, I never said it's impossible.
Uh-huh.
United, you turn the impossible possible.
Yeah.
We're going to finish second, if not winning the league.
Okay. I promise to get you a Chelsea fan. Next, one of the last shows of the season, I'll make sure you're invited with the Chelsea fan here to bash up. I'll make sure there's enough security as well.
speaking of the devil, Chelsea, they are now, have you seen how they're playing? They are now bit by bit taking the heat. Conte is losing it bit by bit. The defensive type of football is lapsing. Mm-hmm. They drew against which team last week?
Burnley.
You got that? Mm-hmm. And they are going to, is it Wales or?
Wales.
They are going to Wales, or it's Stamford Bridge. And you will see what will happen there. They are going to draw again. I'm not going to, give them give away all the 3 points to Swansea.
Uh-huh.
But Swansea won't have another defeat at home. after unlucky thing. I don't know.
Okay.
That was very unlucky and it had for Swans last week.
Uh-huh.
But suddenly Chelsea won't beat them at home. The Liberty Stadium? Yeah.
So you're saying Chelsea are in a crumble
Now. They're going to draw points again.
But are there very few matches left? About 15, 14 matches to go?
Simple to say. 15. Yeah. How many points in 15 matches?
It's quite a lot.
You lose the Premier League 45. In 2 matches. Do you know that?
Is it possible? They're leading by a huge gap right now.
Huge gap, like to Man United is 12 points, isn't it? And how many to City?
8.
8. And you just need 3 draws. 3 lose. Yeah, you are in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So talking of 15 matches, that's a whole lot of. They can, end up fighting for top 4. They're not clever enough.
All right, we'll be playing back this episode at the end of the season to check if Arsenal eventually won the league title. So, gentlemen, once again, I would like to thank you for coming out today. It's been a great show. And remember to the listeners to listen in and find out how you can get affiliated to Arsenal, Real Madrid, or Man United supporters clubs. There definitely are the several supporters clubs as well. You'll be featuring some of their contacts on how to reach them on our Twitter page at Mike Seddon Match. And that's it, gentlemen. Thank you for coming through. You've been listening to Mike Seddon Match on Capital 263. My name is Lizwe C. Thank you. Cheers. And now.
Capital 263.